faced with tragedy. Daniel was dropped into a very tragic and scary situation. Daniel's situation is very similar to that of Joseph's. Joseph was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and placed into the unknown, sinful, pagan Egypt. He was lied about, tempted, falsely accused, forgotten, placed in jail. He had every opportunity to reject and curse God. However, he didn't. He trusted God through these tragedies and stood strong. There will be times when you will be confronted with similar situations to that of Daniel and Joseph's. Such of a parent, a loved one, maybe they die. Or a car accident, you're permanently injured. Maybe your parents tell you that you're moving to a different country or to a different state. You're going to have to build new friendships. Or maybe your parents are getting a divorce. And you start to question everything that you were taught growing up as a Christian. Through these situations, we must stand strong through tragedy. We must trust God no matter what the circumstances are around us. Second, when we stand alone, we must stand alone when placed into unfamiliar surroundings. Not only did Daniel face tragedy, he was placed into unfamiliar surroundings. There will be times when you are placed into unfamiliar surroundings, and you will need to show your courage in the face of a fearful situation. And through these situations, you must learn that your circumstances do not dictate your outcome. Each day is a new day. Each day we must determine in our hearts that no matter how hard or the situation or surrounding is, we are going to trust God courageously. The second way that we must stand alone is this. We must stand alone with strength. Strength when our faith is tested and our beliefs are questioned. Verses 8 through 16 show us Daniel's faithfulness in Babylon. Specifically, we see in verses 8 through 9, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. This is Daniel's first public and spiritual demonstration of faith. Daniel had a heart that prioritized God's desires over man's. His approach was one of meekness, humility, and respect. He was committed to his presupposition of God being the first authority in his life. And as a result, God graced and blessed Daniel and his three friends. He gave them favor with their authorities and physical blessings. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stayed true to God, while others conformed and compromised in the wake of fear. It is said that the character of a person is revealed when they are at their lowest point. Daniel and his friends were squeezed, but they stayed true. When you are squeezed, what is inside of you is what comes out. From verses 8 through 16, we learn four main lessons about standing alone with strength. The first, our stand must be sourced in a heart resolved. Verse 8 shows Daniel's commitment to not sin against God. And it says Daniel purposed in his heart. This gives us the foundation of why he stood alone. It was because he had a heart resolve. It was because he committed in his heart each day he would not sin against God. It was an inner commitment rather than a surface disguise. Daniel was not wearing a mask. There are a lot of high schoolers today that live double lives. They say with their mouths that they love God, but their hearts, their attitudes, it says otherwise. Jesus talks about these kind of people in Matthew 15:8. And it says, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." What we need today is young people who live like Daniel. Young people who do not live double lives, but who have the strength to be true to God, who have a heart for God. How is my heart? How is your heart? Are you living a double life? Or do you have a heart that has resolved to please and live for God no matter the situation? Second, our stand must be strengthened by a desire to not be defiled. Goes on to say that he would not defile himself. There's a little weasel-like animal called the ermine. And during the winter, its fur turns pure white. And it does everything within its power to keep it that way. Hunters know this fact. And they will put paint or ink or coal around the ermine's hole and then begin the chase. And when the ermine comes to its hole and notices the black stain, it doesn't allow its fur to become stained or even defiled. It remains outside the hole and chooses rather to die than to stain or even dirty its fur. Daniel was like this ermine. He would rather face ridicule, scorn, mockery, and even death rather than to defile himself with sin. We must be like Daniel in this ermine. We too must choose what is right and difficult rather than what is popular or easy. So often we want to live comfortable lives. However, we should live the way that God wants us to live, not the way man wants us to live. Like Daniel, we too must be committed to our hearts like passages like Matthew 5:48, which say, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect." The third way that we must stand alone with strength is that our stand must be respectful. Daniel 1:8 goes on to say, "Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Daniel did not come arrogant or demanding in his request to obey what God had specifically commanded the Jewish people. He came to Ashpenaz with respect, dignity, and humility. What about us? What about you? When a coach, authority, boss, whoever it may be, tells us to do something that we know God does not want us to do, we need to show respect, honor, dignity, and humility, rather than showing an attitude of being arrogant, demanding, even rebellious. We must stand strong with respect to our authorities. Daniel represented well what is taught in the New Testament. In Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it shows us how to live respectfully in a pagan environment. And it says, "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men." Fourth, our stand must be productive and creative. Here's the question, though. How do we stand strong while still being respectful? How do we stay pure and committed while still being respectful to our sinful authorities? Verses 8 through 16 shows us the wisdom of Daniel. He strongly desired to remain committed to God's desires, but still wanted to respect his authority. So Daniel came up with a compromise, a creative alternative, if you will. He basically asked his leader Melzer to put them on a special diet, and if they did not look better than everybody else at the end of 10 days, then they would eat the meat and drink the wine. But if they did look better, then they can continue their diet and obey God. Sometimes we will be confronted with tough decisions. We will be confronted with situations that require us to use our brain a little bit. Our stand must be strengthened with creativity, discernment, and flexibility in order to remain strong in the midst of changing circumstances. Last, we see the benefits and blessings God gives us when we stand alone. We must stand alone applying wisdom. We must wisely realize that God rewards our steadfastness. God rewards our determination. God rewards our faithfulness. In verses 17 through 21, we see him finally rewarded. We see that Daniel was rewarded by God with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in verse 17. In verses 18 through 21, we also see that Daniel was given the opportunity to speak to King Nebuchadnezzar and was placed into a position with even greater opportunities to serve the Lord. The first way that God rewards our stand is when we stand alone, God provides wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Verse 17 says, "God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." When people trust God and make a faithful stand for him, God provides those in similar circumstances or situations with similar gifts and abilities. Going back and looking at the lives of both Daniel and Joseph, they were both given the ability to understand and interpret visions and dreams. God used their commitment to him and infused them with knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and strength. What about us? What about you? When you take a stand and are committed to Christ, he will also bless you with benefits and gifts to serve him better. Second, when we stand alone, God provides respect from our authorities. Eventually, Daniel and his friends were brought before the king. He looked at them. The king looked at them and was pleased more than anybody else. Four guys out of thousands. He also communicated with them. He respected both the way they looked physically, how they handled themselves, and how they communicated wisely. There are definitely lessons that we can learn from this thought. When you display God-honoring behavior and character, you will stand out from the crowd. This will provide you with respect from your authorities and an opportunity to witness to them. This also leads to my next point, which is when we stand alone, God provides us with greater opportunities to serve him. Daniel's stand resulted in a better promotion and a position of honor. Verses 19 through 21 say, "Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding. And the king inquired or asked of them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers in all of his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. This would be like a cadet out of a military academy. A top of the top group of young people in the United States. Academically, physically, and in character, they are obvious standouts from the crowd. Now imagine this. There's this one cadet and his 3 friends that make a huge impact on the visiting president. He asks to speak with them and is immediately impressed. He decides to give them positions of honor and importance. This is much like Daniel and his 3 friends. When we take a stand and faithfully commit to obey God's desires for our lives, God will bless us with wisdom, respect, and greater opportunities. Things like a promotion in your job, or being a captain of a sports team, maybe a position of leadership in your church or in your community. What about you? Will you commit to standing alone in your pledge to obey Christ? As Pastor Scott always says, so what? Today we have seen, when confronted with the opportunity to stand alone for Christ's sake, God can provide you with the courage, the strength, and the wisdom you need to stand strong. So what have we learned in Daniel 1 today? We have seen that we must stand alone with courage. Courage when we are thrust into an unknown environment or situations. We must stand alone when faced with tragedies and placed into unfamiliar surroundings. We must also stand alone with strength. Strength when our faith is tested and our beliefs are questioned. Our stand must be sourced in a heart resolve, must be strengthened by a desire to not be defiled, must be respectful, productive, and creative. Finally, we must stand alone with wisdom. Wisdom realizing that God rewards us, our steadfastness, our determination, and our faithfulness. When we stand alone, God provides us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He also gives us respect from our authorities and a greater opportunity to serve him each day. So how can this message be applied to our lives? Now what? What about you? Standing alone requires courage. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather a decision based on confidence in something or someone greater than the emotion of fear. For us, that's God. That is Jesus Christ. To stand alone, one must have confidence that obedience to God and his law results in a superior way of life. Specifically to my other teens in the youth group, I want to leave you with this. Even a teenager like me, like you, can stand alone for truth if he has a confidence, or she, in the Lord and his word. Let me leave all of you with this. When confronted with the opportunity to stand alone for Christ's sake, God can provide you with the courage, the strength, and the wisdom you need to stand alone. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to everybody today, Lord. I pray, Lord, in my life, I would analyze my life first before I confront anybody else, before I preach this sermon, Lord. I pray that I gave you the glory in everything I said, did, and thought. Pray that the barbecue will go well. Help everybody to be safe. Thank you for everybody who came. Pray for the others that can't make it. Again, I want to lift up Mrs. Hillman to you. Please heal your leg as the almighty physician you can. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.